On Allen T. Busby Farm near Jefferson City, Charlotte Clifford Rathert is looking after flocks of sheep and goats. About 2 years ago, Clifford Rathert started training dogs to guard her sheep and goats on Lincoln University Farm. But she noticed the dogs were unreliable and not staying with the goats and sheep. Clifford Rathert knew she needed another option.
Donkeys are also one of the alternative predator control or guardian animals used with sheep or goats, along with possibly a llama. However, I wanted something that was basically easy to keep, ate the same thing the goats and sheep did, but did not share parasites with the goats or sheep.
Clifford Rathert says donkeys have strong protective instincts, but a key reason for using guard donkeys is cost. Clifford Rathert says donkeys can cost as little as $40, and they eat grass along with the sheep and goats they're guarding. So Clifford Rathert saves some food costs.
They're eating the same thing as your stock is eating, so therefore you may not be able to keep as many donkey or goats or sheep on a pasture with the donkey because it's going to eat the same thing. So your stocking rate is going to vary basically as opposed to keeping a dog because the dog eats the dog food and not the grass.
David Atkins is a small farmer who raises and sells donkeys outside of Russellville, Missouri. Atkins says he has been raising donkeys for the last 30 years, but within the last 10 to 15 years has seen an increase in guard donkeys. He has even used them himself a few times.
Occasionally I'll have a problem with dogs trying to chase my cattle, and at that time I normally pick my biggest donkey and just put him in with the cattle because they can all run together anyway, and put him in with the cattle, and it's not but a few days you don't seem to have that problem anymore. He has taken care of it.
Clifford Rathert's research for Lincoln University has shown positive feedback for guard donkeys. She says they have not lost a single goat or sheep in the last 2 years due to dogs, coyotes, or bobcats. Heather Adams, KBIA News. Yeah.